Welcome to, what is it? Wilderness Yoga's Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club. Welcome to Wilderness Yoga Radio Rescue, damn it. Welcome to Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club. We're so glad you're here with us. Ow, ow, ow. Welcome to Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club. You can follow along and organize your own community resources from anywhere that you happen to be right now. And we will broadcast from what we are experiencing here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I am broadcasting from the traditional lands of the Haudenosaunee, the people of the Longhouse, the original framers of the U.S. Constitution, when the Iroquois Confederacy was borrowed by the settlers who colonized this place. This Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club is meant to accomplish some specific purposes, which I would like to share with you now. In Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club, we are developing ways for underrepresented individuals to support one another and be supported in community. We focus on creating specific benefits like collaborative income streams, social engagement, and increased safety. Our efforts center survivors of extremity, those who are disabled and marginalized, and particularly those who are sensitive to environmental considerations. Every individual, regardless of whether they resonate with the above descriptions for themselves, has invisible experience and the need for belonging and respect in community. Community inaccessibility has affected all of us, because every one of us needs something crucial from community. We are creating community resources for all of us together to improve access and relief for everybody. To join our Telegram Messenger conversation, navigate to t.me/PittsburghIPR/1171, and you will find a chat link. You will find yet another portal to the same chat using that same link by navigating to t.me/IntuitivePublicHelpers/735. Okay, wait, let's see what's next. I am like any person who may need to start a Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club in their area. Am identifying what are the things that I need to be able to collaborate with others more directly. The first of those things in my case seems to be Telegram Messenger collaborators, because that is the way for me to communicate most effectively, and there's a really big difference for me. That has been increasing, improving over time, and we have efforts to reach out to many different places and ask people if they are able to get involved. But it's slow going, and the weather is amazing. And I admit I am anxious to be outside with so much planning that still needs to happen. Knowing for any of us that there are countless others somewhere in our general vicinity who are experiencing the same urgent need for community We want to create opportunities that can be available to anybody, especially those who usually aren't thought of when it comes to community activities. One of the things that needs to happen is to identify where there may be individuals or organizations who have vehicles that they would be interested in using on behalf of those who cannot find transportation any other way, and coordinating safe transportation for those with particular needs, including fragrance-free vehicles, which can be tricky and keep people from being able to use things like Lyft or Uber, even if they have the money. My understanding is that there are advocates and activists working on the subject of disabled people being able to access transportation. I have not been able to, connect my brain up to what those people are working on, but I'm pretty sure that this is happening in the Pittsburgh area and certainly lots of other places. So that's something I'm interested in and hoping for, hoping to be connected to those efforts also. In the meantime, if we make a daily practice of reaching out and identifying who might be available on any given day, we're going to work together every day on Telegram anyway. If we organize awareness of when someone has a vehicle that would be safe for certain people and could help in some way, we can coordinate those things. Making verbiage to invite people into that conversation about how we help one another with vehicles that not everyone has access to. There could be a lot of interesting ways of creating mutual benefits for everyone participating differently according to their best ability. Another thing that keeps coming up for me in regards to the subject of transportation, because there are all of these ways of multitasking transportation and carrying resources from one person to another and helping a person get from one place to another. What keeps coming into my mind is the gardening coalition, which we can set up and certainly integrates a lot with the rest of what we're doing. I know that there are already people who joyfully travel around the Pittsburgh area from garden to garden, sharing the plants that they're growing, sharing resources that they have. And as far as I know, I have not found a connection to people who are disabled and in need of community gardening resources. There's the camping side, and there's the gardening side, and there's the whole farms thing. It's a very interesting creative space we're exploring. When you decide to build successful projects in a landscape where others say it's impossible to do it, it won't work anyway, it gives you a lot of freedom. And when you realize that many of those things do work when you believe in them, it's like this secret thing that other people don't know exists. But it is really an amazing sandbox to play in if we're brave. You can find a portal to our conversation about Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club at t.me/notesonrefuge/3719.